BFBS. Your stories. Camp Bastion.
This is the best job in the world. It's just, there's not many jobs where you can actually make a difference every single day. And to see our successes is hugely rewarding. And I think knowing that we're so important to the guys on the ground who are doing their stuff, that they are dependent on us, it makes me feel very, you know, proud of what we do.
That's Squadron Leader Sean Pascoe, OC of the Medical Emergency Response Team, a cast of highly trained doctors, nurses, paramedics, crewmen and pilots who, if you're badly injured in the field here in Afghanistan, whether you're British, American or Afghan, are coming to get you.
We've got a team of four, all very experienced clinical people. Most of us have done at least three or four tours before. We're well drilled at this. And the room on back of a Chinook means that we can take up to 8, sometimes 10 stretches. So we pretty much do all the multiple patient lifts. Other things that we're good at, children, major damage control resuscitation, so we can give people blood rapidly and warm it into them so that we can sustain them to get to theatre. And that's the important bit.
The Chinook is an agile workhorse, and it needs to be. Some of the landing sites the Merc goes to are anything but friendly.
Obviously, it's a very short moment for us. These guys on the ground are dealing with that all the time. We're well supported by the other aircraft, by the call signs, and by the soldiers on the ground. They give us all-round defence. They protect us. Occasionally, we get targeted and we get shot at, but that's a risk of what we're doing here. And it's ultimately important to get these guys off the ground and get them to a surgical facility as soon as possible.
Medical treatment in theatre is second to none. Sean says that what the Merc do is all part of the bigger medical machine.
Sometimes Merc get the credit for these successes that we're getting, but in fact, we're a small part of a very big chain. When someone gets injured, immediately they're self-aid, so they've been trained very well to look after themselves, including putting their own tourniquets on, which is quite an amazing feat. And then buddy-buddy, so the mates helping them, combat medics on the ground, packaging these patients, getting it so right, and then getting information to us to start the system. And then the system is a big one. So not just Merc, it's us extracting them, bringing them back to what is the best hospital you'll ever find, with some funky people and intensive care, equitable to some really major trauma centres. And then that journey home with CCAST and back to Birmingham, and again still being looked after all the way home to Birmingham and beyond, and then rehabilitation in places like Headley Court. So we are a small part of a very big chain.
And Sean says that it's vital that troops, wherever they are across theatre, know that should it all kick off, the Merc team are ready.
I think it's hugely important. I think it gives you a warm, fuzzy feeling. I think, you know, I'm reassured that even if something was to happen to me, another Merc's going to come and get me. The guys need to probably see this. I think they're very aware of it. I think Merc has a reputation which has gone before it. We've been doing this a long time now and are good at what we do. So, yeah, it's important.
Sergeant Chris Skerritt is a crewman on the Chinook.
Kit's all ready. We're ready to go. I'm the number two crewman today, which means I'll be operating the radios. I'll be speaking back to the operations, getting the details of the 9 line medevac request. I'll be passing them details to the pilot, who'll be navigating with his co-pilot to get us there. And then my responsibility in the cabin is looking after the medical response team. It is intense, but I find that all the crews here go through it together, and through speaking about your experiences, some are good, some, you know, can be very bad, but because everyone's in the same boat, that's how we deal with it. I mean, a lot of kids throw stones at us over here, but the occasional one waves, so obviously we're doing something good.
And at that point, just an hour after they started duty, the Merc team are called out and are actioned within minutes. This is Ginny Carlin for BFBS in Afghanistan.
Your stories. BFBS.